Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Spring football is underway, yet the story so far this week is all about Nebraska's new AD, Troy Dannon, who took the podium yesterday to introduce himself to the media at both the to-do beforehand and also the Q&A at the Hawks. You said the to-do. We're joined now by Husker Online's Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. I'm curious. Troy Dannon made it very clear yesterday that, you know, he is going to be hand-in-hand with 1890 and support that and even wear their gear from time to time. Why did it not feel like Trev Alberts embraced them, and why does it feel like Troy Dannon's making that important off the bat to do so?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot there. I think Trev always had this thought and feeling that NIL was going to fully move in-house, you know, maybe quicker than it was really going to do, and he wanted to try to put in-house NIL structure in place. And so he almost kind of kept operating in that and, you know, tried to form his own collective, or at least, you know, get it going. It was called the Big Red Collaborative, and it never got off the ground. And 1890 formed, and then for a while they were competing collectives, even though the Big Red Collaborative never, you know, even was operational, but they still recognized them as a collective, and you could donate money to their collective. And so it was an odd deal when you go back and, like, you know, look at the last year or two of how these things all played out. But you're right. When you have a booster family that's willing to eat all the operating costs to run a collective and put millions of their own money into it to backstop it, I don't know why anybody would get in the way of that.
Sean, you handled that very well. That was a very revealing part of yesterday, that he said he would wear, he, Troy Dannon, would wear 1890 gear as much as he wears Husker gear. Major change. What else? Okay, the other thing that, there was a few things that struck me. And another one was, this was definitively Chris Kaborik's hire. The interim president, my read yesterday, and it was the only read you could probably come away with, was that the interim president made this hire. Why is that meaningful? Is it meaningful? Does it mean anything to you? Am I making too big of a deal of that?
Yeah, he did. You're right. And I think, though, he had the support and the heavy involvement of Matt Rhule and Governor Jim Pillen. I mean, I think those two gentlemen behind the scenes were really big in this process. And Kaborik, obviously, was the only person in that position, along with the regents, you know, to kind of sign off and move this forward. Dr. Jeffrey Gold is not, he's the choice candidate of the Board of Regents to be the next president. He was there yesterday, stood in the back. I actually stood right next to him in there. So who is probably going to be the next president was also in that room. But you're right, the interim president It was his day yesterday, as he was kind of the MC of the event, more or less, the way the day was laid out up there.
I think that, you know, people, we understand in general why Dannon came to Nebraska after a few months at Washington, but was it a fair question to ask Sean why he was at Washington for such a short term before he chose Nebraska eventually?
In that setting, no, because I think he answered it beautifully. He looked at, he said, look at my history. I mean, I've been everywhere. I mean, look how long he was at Tulane for.
Yep.
And you know, the thing at Washington was kind of an outlier of his entire body of work of what he's done. To me, it's two things. Number one, getting back to the Midwest. He wants to be in the Big Ten. He made that clear. The SEC and the Big Ten are where you want to be in his role, because you have a seat at the adult table, as he liked to say. The other thing, money. I mean, Nebraska is giving him significantly a better deal than mm-hmm. what he had at Washington. $600,000 more per year. Mm-hmm. So he made $1 million at Washington. He'll make $1.6 here. He'll get an annual raise of $100,000 per year over the life of the deal. Washington had him at a 2% annual raise. My math's not that great this morning, but I think $100,000 a year is a lot better than 2% annually on a $1 billion deal. So Nebraska had to pay to get him, but they were already paying because of Trev Alberts, what he was locked into, and they're getting over $4 million back from Texas A&M as well on the buyout end.
Okay, Sean Callahan joins us from HuskerOnline.com. We have this major coronation. It's a And we got a lot of information yesterday, and we had a lot of time to listen to Dannon. What now, just back up a little bit, zoom out, go to 30,000 feet. What'd you think of, I mean, what were your impressions of the new AD? What'd you come away thinking?
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, I thought he's a good fit here, and he's from this part of the country, and you know, he's a good people's person. I mean, he kind of reminded me of like a younger version of Barry Alvarez.
Okay.
Just a guy okay. that, you know, he's a dude. I mean, he can go in a sports bar and sit down, have a beer, and talk and relate to people. He's definitely not a Sean Eichhorst-style corporate AD. I think he's got a very approachable style, and I do think he's going to run the department. I don't think he's going to be a guy that's going to sit back and have other people run. I mean, Bill Moose mm-hmm. was like that, but he had other people run the department. I think this guy has some of that quality of being Bill Moose, that's going to get out and about, but he also is going to run the show. So I think he's a good mix of everything that you want to see as an AD.
Oh, by the way, Sean, spring football started. On, I guess, Monday was the first day. Spring football has started very quietly at Nebraska, as quietly as I can ever remember. What are you... Okay, Jake has a question on the sheet that's a good one. Dylan Raiola is probably the most intriguing player for Nebraska this spring. Who is number two on that list?
Oh, boy.
Come on, Sean.
I would say Jamal Banks.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he's going to be a big part of things. And you look at him in the transfer portal, he turned down Notre Dame and Michigan and Wisconsin and several other big programs. He visited all of them on official visits before he came to Nebraska on his last. I think he took six or seven officials before he got to Nebraska, and they were all Power Fives. So Nebraska really fought to get this guy. He was a second-team All-ACC player the last 2 years. I think just his inserting him in the rotation, he could be, you know, one of their better transfers they've added.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Great stuff. Online, Sean Callahan. Yep. About to get to, I mean, you're right. I think what you just said is absolutely true. It's such a quiet story now. Spring football has begun. Even the buildup has been so quiet because of Nebraska basketball in the tournament. Both women's and men's basketball made the tournament. That was the focus, as it should be. And then all of a sudden, Trev Alberts leaves Nebraska, and you have a new AD in Troy Dannon. And that all understandably takes a front seat compared to football.
It's amazing.
Which is just in the first week of spring football. But it's amazing. We have no buildup, and now it's just here.
It's here, and there will be media availability tomorrow. In fact, we'll be able to watch practice. So there'll be a... Oh, I would say like a fire hose effect tomorrow. They'll be, because the media will swarm over there.
It'll be a swarm.
We'll watch. What do you think we'll be watching tomorrow?
Some drills.
Dylan Raiola.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just go over there and watch the safeties tomorrow.
Bill would say, did you watch the line at all?
I'll have to watch the line. But you're going to watch those quarterbacks, particularly the big horse, Dylan. So the fire hose effect will be in effect tomorrow. But yeah, it has started very quietly. And I have said this is about as intriguing of a spring as I can remember, because it's Matt Rhule, second year. Matt Rhule he makes it sort of intriguing because of the way he is, because how revealing he is in talking about his team, but also because there's 23 newcomers in spring ball. 23. 17 scholarship players, 6 transfers. Dante Dowdell, for instance, I would imagine will be operating as the number one running back. Gabe Irvin not on hand. Ramir limited. That kid from Minnesota, maybe.
Emmett Johnson.
Emmett Johnson.
That kid.
He would get the number one reps right off, since he was the number one at the end of the season. But yeah, you have Dowdell over there. You have Banks. You have Isaiah Nayor. You have Alexander from Syracuse. Stephon. And of course the quarterback situation. And then also what Matt Rhule said about the talent on the roster. He said if there's one thing we've done well here is put talent on the roster. Okay.
Well, you look for Jamal Banks and you're there.
Talent on. Yeah. Well, I definitely will. I got a good feel for him, though, because there's so much film on him. I know what he can do. I mean, he made 63 catches last year.
I'm looking forward to seeing him in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Sean Callahan. Join us on the Aloe VIP hotline. Before we get to break, segment two always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company in the USA. Look at my hat, by the way. What does it say?
Beck's.
It says Beck's on it. Founded in 1937, Beck's Hybrids provides unrivaled customer service and product diversity for both corn and soybeans. A company founded on the 3 F's, faith, family, and farming. To find your nearest Beck's Hybrids rep, head over to beckshybrids.com. When we come back, Sip, it's time for the mailbag and song of the day. Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save